Mr. Chair, I'm again speaking on behalf of Paula Deda, the director. As I mentioned before, we are facing at the UN level a severe liquidity crisis, which has not only led to problems on the operational side, it has led to closures here of office buildings. It has led to problems with meetings, with working conditions deteriorating, and obviously also with recruitment freezes. So it's not an easy situation, but as usual, we are positive. I've been around for many years. I've faced many crises, so this is not gonna shake us up too much. On the ECE side, let me announce that since September 2023, we have a new executive secretary. Ms. Tatiana Molțean of Moldova is the new executive secretary, now also basically nearly a year. She joined in September 2023. I'm continuing chronologically, grateful, very grateful to the Republic of San Marino for hosting Foresta 23. It was a great experience, not only San Marino itself, but also the meeting went very well, very interesting panel discussions, very good subjects that came up between biodiversity, cities, even public-private partnerships for having trees in cities. So very interesting things that we discussed at this meeting, and huge thank you again to San Marino. Let me also highlight that with the support of member states, we were able to participate in COP26 in Dubai. We organized 6 or 7 events at COP, focusing, for example, on low carbon construction, on wood-based packaging materials and their sustainability in the long run, on trees in the dry lands of Central Asia, and on trees in dry cities, which actually led to the establishment of a coalition. It's the Coalition on Trees in Dry Cities, supported by UNCCD. So this was really a very, very concrete outcome. We are currently working, and here I'm speaking as the chief of the joint section, we're working on setting it up. We have established the governance, and you will soon receive an invitation to join this coalition. It's unique in the UN setting, and it is also in the run-up of COP16, which will of the UNCCD, which will take place in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, one of the highlight events, because many cities, although they're maybe not facing these dry land conditions all year round, are facing them more and more in the summer months. Cities that never thought they would have this problem, country that never thought they would have this problem, are having this problem. And so it's a very interesting mixture of countries, cities, and experts. I invite you all to join, and you will receive more information very shortly on this. Coming back to Ms. Deda's speech, we are also preparing, obviously, for COP29 on climate in Baku. Not sure yet whether we will participate, but we will definitely be there in one way or the other, as well as COP30 in Brazil and COP16 on biodiversity in Colombia via the regional commission's coordination mechanism. So our work will be showcased even if physically we are not there. ECE is also currently chairing the European Forest Alliance, which you might remember was a suggestion that came out of this working party. And we have already published one of the papers. It's available on the Forest Europe website. Maybe we can include the link in the final report so that you can visit it. So there has been some concrete output already. We are currently working on communication, and we'll see where that takes us. I'm also glad to announce that we have followed up on the ECE Commission's decision on digital and green transformations, and are in the process of automating our own data collecting and processing, and repository infrastructure. We are also continuously updating in forest. We are working on a brand new forest knowledge platform, which will be launched this year. And we have already automated the pan-European data collection for the forest resource assessments. So this is going very well. Again, let me also take this opportunity to thank all our donors who have supported us during this year in areas ranging from communication to capacity building and the city's work. This was Canada, Finland, San Marino, Sweden, and Switzerland, and is currently ongoing. So thank you very much to these countries for hearing us and for supporting us. We really need the support to deliver on the work on the that you ask us to do. So thank you again, and have a very good meeting.